If you're listening to us stuck in a traffic jam on your way to work this morning, prepare for some bad news. A transport audit conducted last year by Infrastructure Australia predicted major city car travel times will increase by at least 20% over the next 15 years and could double along the most congested routes. If you're on a train, the news isn't much better either. The audit says there'll be an average 90% increase in demand in capital cities, leading to what it politely calls an increase in crush loadings at peak hour. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
For the last decade, there's been a radical, if stealthy, transformation in government spending.
Most Australians will be surprised to know that we've doubled the amount of infrastructure spending to about $500 billion in the last decade.
That's Gary Bowditch, head of the Better Infrastructure Initiative at Sydney University.
So we've done the revolution, and I think most of us are saying, well, where were the benefits? A lot of people have the pleasure of paying $30 or $40 a day in tolls for the opportunity to either sit in traffic jams or travel well under the speed limit.
The answer to the riddle, he says, lies in how governments decide which projects they'll fund.
There's been very poor governance within the infrastructure regime. That's been across the board, across all political parties, who have seen the role of infrastructure as very much one of stimulating the economy, pursuing pet projects, and having very little accountability for the money that they spend.
Election campaigns in particular are a boom time for promises on roads and transport. The Grattan Institute says this campaign, the Coalition's promised $5.4 billion versus Labor's $6.7 billion. Those promises are sprinkled over dozens of projects, most of them chosen, says researcher Marion Terrell, for the wrong reasons.
Most of the promises are located in Queensland and Victoria. New South Wales a little bit further behind that. Even though Queensland is the third biggest state, it tends to get the biggest share of Commonwealth money, particularly around election time, because Queensland is a state where federal elections are won and lost.
Respected ANU economist Glenn Withers says infrastructure spending's badly out of whack with the national interest.
Despite the existence of good bodies like Infrastructure Australia, too much of it is contaminated by short-term political ends.
A veteran of productivity-building reforms of the Hawke and Keating governments, he says the time's come for a long-term bipartisan national vision.
People are desperate for clear, systematic solutions to how we recreate our future post the China mining boom. And our politicians haven't quite realised.
And he says with record low interest rates, there won't be a better window to greenlight genuine nation-building projects.
This is the time to make those investments because the cost of capital is down and the payoffs are still there.
But not, says Sydney University's Gary Bowditch, until the system's been fixed first.
The price of money and the historically low interest rates is completely meaningless in this context unless we have good governance for choosing the right projects.
Gary Bowditch from Sydney University, ending Tom Eagledon's report.